Hello.
Hi there, is this Jim?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jim. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear that, Jim. I have just received a request from your project manager that you're dissatisfied with the work and you're requesting for a refund. May I know the reason why?
Well, number one, I'm not sure that your company is legitimate. And number two, you haven't done anything for me. All this time you just keep stretching out. It's next week, it's tomorrow, it's another something. So I just want my money back. Your contract with me says that you're going to sell 4,000 books. You haven't sold one book. And it also states that if I'm not satisfied, I don't get my money back. So I'd like my money back.
Okay, thank you so much for providing a detailed explanation of how you feel and what is going on. As per my investigation, I believe you are still in the time frame of the 3 months awareness campaign. So obviously, if it's an awareness campaign, you will not be getting sales at this point of time. Sales occur, the conversions and sales occur in the conversion campaign, which is the last 3 months of your marketing timeline. Furthermore, I would like to reiterate this, that if you feel that we are not a legitimate business, did you ask for our company registration? And why exactly do you feel that?
Because there are some articles on the web saying that you're not legitimate, including in the Penguin Book Company.
Right. I understand that there are some reviews posted. It just happened recently. There is one major review that is posted. Jim, every scenario has two sides. I'm not trying to justify anything here, but I want to tell you that there are always two sides. Tell me something. If you are, for XYZ reason, dissatisfied, not because of the work, but because of any other personal reason, you request for a refund, and the company is providing you a refund, but you're not accepting it. So where exactly are we lacking in that entire scenario?
Well, nobody said they were going to give me a refund.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the scenario that you referred to. The client that you're referring to who has posted these detailed reviews without any valid evidence or proof, I'm talking about that scenario. That has already been handled. I was explaining to you the scenario that is happening over there. You heard the customer side of the story because they've posted in detail about everything. All right. Now, I'm telling you from our end that this case is personally being handled by me. I am calling and contacting the client on multiple different mediums and platforms. For example, I'm texting the client, I'm calling them, I am emailing them to take their refund. They're refusing it. So they've just started this crusade online. Because an employee, let me just get into the details of it too. The client was extremely satisfied with the work. What happened is that the team that he was working with, one individual from the team was not comfortable coming on a video call, although they were having Zoom sessions. They have like 16 to 17 hour Zoom sessions which were productive, and we have evidence authenticating that the client was extremely satisfied with the work. However, since that individual denied the request for a video call just for XYZ personal reasons. You know, some people have PTSD, they have complex issues. So that individual denied coming on a video call with the client. That's the reason why he's pissed off and he's running a crusade online to tarnish the reputation of the company. Now tell me something. Once you are dissatisfied, see, this happens all the time. I'm talking about in general. In any line of work, I'm sure you must have done something for your own, for your living as well. Whenever you're working with a client, obviously there will be like, let's just say, 80-90% of them that will be satisfied. But sometimes the company or the client, they are just not right. They're just not the right fit for each other. At that point of time, what the company can do is that provide 100% refund. No questions asked, right? That is what we are providing to the client. But the client is refusing that. So that is a complex scenario that a customer has a personal vendetta against the company and he's tarnishing the reputation of the company. company. I'm just telling you the other side of the story. And hopefully by tomorrow, you're going to see a response from our end on the portal providing evidence of the client satisfaction. See, these kind of unreasonable situations and reasons, they happen. But that doesn't mean that we should just, you know, act on it. But I understand as a client, obviously you're going to get skeptical. But I have given you the complete story from our end as well. This will also be posted online on the platform just for an answer because a lot of people are getting skeptical due to that. Anyhow, that is a separate situation. Now tell me something. If we weren't a legitimate company, if we were scamming as that review stated, why would we offer to refund the client? First of all. Number two, if we are offering to refund the client and if the client is so adamant on stating that you guys are scammers and all of that, I didn't like the work, why isn't the client not taking the money back? So these are a lot of there are a lot of loopholes in this scenario. It's a complicated scenario, which we are tackling already. And we will keep you posted on the high-end resolution that we are providing to the client. That is if they get in touch with us. We will also address this publicly as well. Now, coming back to your project, Jim, as I said, see, once, let me tell you how marketing works. Right now, you are a new author, you're trying to set a footprint in the market. People need to know about your book in order to buy the book. So right now, we're in the phase of creating awareness, because if that is not done properly, how else can we expect sales? So,
well, you sent me an article.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was poorly done,
mm-hmm.
and I had to basically tell them to redo the whole thing.
Okay.
And you sent it. I heard nothing from them for like 3 or 4 weeks, and now there's another one that came this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when I wrote back that it was okay. It's really
mm-hmm.
not that great, but it's okay. Because
okay.
I don't want to go back through the whole thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was, you know, lift stuff out of the chapter I wrote. They didn't
okay.
really write a review of it.
Mm-hmm. But the article
so
is not supposed to be
a review. So is somebody doing this? Or
mm-hmm.
is a computer program doing all the work?
Not at all. We do not rely on computers. To be very honest, there is a very authentic site, which is called Grammarly, to check for typos, spelling mistakes, all of that. It's to help you.
I know. Mm-hmm. Word does
yeah,
that,
but we
too.
Don't even use that. We don't even use that. We believe in doing things manually because the creativity, the kind of creativity that you get from a manual creative work, you do not get that kind from the AI-generated or ChatGPT-generated content. So we strongly believe in redoing that. Tell me something. Did you address or this concern with your project manager? Did you tell them? Because if the team is not understanding what exactly is required from your end, you do not need to be just okay with things, all right? Things need to be great. And if they are not providing you great, if they are not providing you above average, then you need to ask them to change the team. Assign another team who is well-equipped to work on a project like that. You know, sometimes it happens that we have different teams, right, according to the genre, according to their expertise. There are a lot of filtrations that are done in terms of having the teams assigned to a particular
okay.
project.
Okay, so I'm listening to what you're telling me,
mm-hmm.
and you have some valid arguments there.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes your company also very suspicious is that you keep changing. You talk to one person, then they're not available anymore, and there's somebody else, and then there's somebody else. Now I sent an email, and that website isn't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text that it's on some kind of a public platform. That's not a company that has their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make payments to you, they go to all different companies all around the country.
Let me explain. Yeah, I understand. And all your few concerns, they are legitimate and they are valid. Let's address things one by one, okay? First of all, you mentioned why there are a lot of people involved. Okay, there are two reasons for that. I believe your project manager got changed. Now, let me tell you what happens. When we hire people in customer support or as an associate or as a project manager, that's the most basic level that you get hired onto, okay? Now, what happens is that that once they have excelled in customer support, once they are performing really well, they get promoted. And that's the reason why sometimes your project is reassigned to a different project manager. Another reason for dealing with different people is that we have a structural system. For example, a project manager and a compliance manager. I am a compliance manager. Now, what the filtration does is that the basic communication, your tasks, deliveries, all of that will be handled by your dedicated project manager who is individually working on your project. However, if there is a concern or an escalation, then the compliance manager comes in. That's a complete separate department. And there are various different departments involved on your project. For example, if, let's just say, for example, if you have signed up for writing and book cover along with publication, there will be four different teams involved. Number one, the project manager. Number two, the design team who will be working on your book cover. Number three would be the publication team who will be publishing the book. Number four will be the writing or editing team who will be working on the book. All of them have different expertise. So that's the reason why you deal with many different people. Now let's get down to the fact that you were charged with a different name. Now, companies like us in this entire industrial market, what they do is that they use a merchant, a third-party payment gateway, in order to facilitate larger numbers of transactions, incoming and outgoing. All right, it cannot be handled through a simple bank account. So in order to facilitate that, we outsource our financial transactions to a financial provider, and that financial provider is the name that you see on your bank statement next to the amount. And a lot of people are doing that. What was your third concern?
Well, that was my other concern.
Mm-hmm. So, Jim, bottom line, what I want to say to you is that your money is safe and secure. You have a guaranteed package of marketing that says that if we fail to deliver you a certain number of sales by the end of the marketing timeline, which is 6 months in your scenario, you will get 100% refund back, right? So considering that in mind, at this point of time, we are in the third month of the marketing campaign, which is an awareness campaign. So obviously, in the awareness campaign, you can expect engagements, you can expect likes, you can expect the reach to be a large number of people. However, you cannot expect or anticipate conversions or results in this phase. What I would recommend to you is that let the last 3 months play out. If it doesn't work, you take 100% money back. I mean, you take your money back because of the 100% money back guarantee that you have. Your money is not going anywhere. It is safe. And at that point, you'll have a stronger case and a stronger argument to put forth with us. And let me give you my word, Jim. I'm going to put this in the documentation as well, okay? And I'm going to leave it on the back end for the company's record as well. If after 3 months from now, you do not get your sales, you just ask to speak to me. You're not going to be assigned a new compliance manager. They're not going to take you through an entire long route of why you need a refund. You just tell your project manager that you want to have a word with Samantha. You come to me and you tell me that, Samantha, you know what? We failed. So I'm not going to have another discussion with you, Jim. It's going to be a 30-second to 1-minute call where I'm going to tell you that, okay, Jim, I am initiating your refund. 100% refund, no questions asked. Sounds fair enough? Jim, are you there?
Well, I'm there. I'm thinking about what you said.
Okay, just to validate that, how about I send this to you in writing so you can hold me to my words? I understand that you don't know me.
That would be good. Are you going to send it to me in an email?
Yes. Well, you're not on the portal?
Well, I'm on that portal. I don't understand why you're on that portal. Why don't you have your own website that does the business?
We have all of that. The problem is that this individual, I'll be very honest with you, Jim, this individual that has left a detailed review, and I've explained to you the scenario as well of that client, what he did is that he has, he was basically involved into cyber stuff, meaning like authentic IT stuff. He also had contacts in the with the dark web and stuff like that, meaning to say that he's a big fish. So through phishing, what he did is that he had temporarily put our website down and our server down, which we are fighting, and my legal team is already getting ready to sue this client, all right? So due to that factor, our emails and our website is temporarily down, which will be up hopefully by tomorrow, as we will resolve this and we'll provide all the evidences to the legal team as well, and to the client and to the bank as well, whoever is involved, all right? Furthermore, we've asked that client to actually set up an appointment with their lawyers. He's refusing to do that as well. So unfortunately, we do not have any other way out apart from, you know, going for a case. So we'll be doing that. In the meanwhile, long story short, Jim, I'm going to send you an email, but that's not going to be from the server because the server emails are down. I will share that with you in writing. If you want, I can share that via text message as well so that you have a message from my end, from my assigned number, the company assigned number. So that way you can hold me to both of the things. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, so I'll be doing that.
You're calling me on a number from Minnesota. That's right?
That is correct. This is the main line number, and this number is operational across the states. So, for example, a person sitting in LA will also be calling from this number. The registration is from Minnesota, but I'm calling you from California.
You're calling me from California.
Correct. This is the number that is the official. Yeah, that this is the official number. If you call on this and if you ask for your project manager or for me, we'll be available for you.
Okay. What is your last name, Samantha?
Hayes. It's going to be H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra. You got that?
Right. Now, is this company headquartered in Minnesota?
No. The headquarters is in L.A.
It's in L.A.
Yeah.
And do you have an office there?
Yes. We have several different offices in California, Minnesota, L.A., and there's another one in New York. So there are like 4 or 5 different offices that we operate from. All of them are interconnected.
And are people actually in these offices, or are they just like a rented space?
No. It's an actual office. The New York one was a rented space, but now we have modified that, so all of them are legitimate actual offices where people are working and operating from.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jim, I'm going to let you go now. If you have any concerns at all that you would like to discuss and address, just to keep your mind free, feel free to reach out to me at any time, okay? Just call for me, ask for Samantha, and I'm going to talk with you. I know it's really difficult as a client to build that kind of trust because obviously you do not know the company, you do not know who you're working with, you haven't really met anyone in person. This kind of thing, these kind of things and these kind of thoughts occur as a customer. To be very honest, I would have these kind of thoughts as well. The main key to that is communication. You communicate with someone, you ask the relevant questions, and if you do not get the satisfactory answers, then you decide to cut off ties with them. All right, Jim? At this point of time, I would say that the fact that we are still working on this, the project with you, there are some ups and downs, again, but I'm not going to deny that. I'm accepting that. There might be a lacking from the team's end. However, we are not scammers, Jim. We are not sitting here to scam people. I have personally been scammed too. And trust me, you know, the scammers, they do not like to work with you. They take your amount and they disappear, period. They do not put in efforts to actually give consideration to your satisfaction. They do not care about all of that. Here, I'm trying to make sure that there's nothing bothering you in terms of the project, in terms of any other questions or queries that you have. And that should count for something. I know it's not a huge thing, but it should count for something, you know?
All right. Well, since you called me, we'll just let this go and see, you know, what kind of improvement. And, you know, I'm still looking for the same result that I signed up the contract for. Book
of
sales.
Course, and you shouldn't look
the rest
for
is
anything
just
less
all
than that.
Mm-hmm. Marketing stuff.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much for putting your faith in me at this point of time. Let me go ahead and send this to you in writing as well so we lock this. Furthermore, Jim, would you like me to change the project manager or the team that's working on your project? Because I feel that you're not completely satisfied with it.
Yes, I would.
Okay, perfect.
I would need a new project manager.
Perfect, perfect. Let me go ahead and have this sorted out for you before day and today. So tomorrow morning, most likely, you're going to get a call from your new project manager, and we're going to pick up things and pick up the pace, okay?
All right. Thank you. In your letter,
okay.
I'd like you to put the address of your LA office.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to do that, Jim. Thank you so much for your time again. You have yourself a good day, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.